Item 14, Gail.
So in 2013, CSERA entered into an agreement with the Office of Administrative Hearings to conduct hearings for disability retirements. Last year, we have added non-disability hearings to that arrangement. The agreement that we entered into in 2013 had an end date of 2018. The amount was for $48,000. We're getting pretty close to that upper limit, so I wanted to come back to the board to approve an additional $48,000 with hopes that this will get us through to 2018. The thing about hearings is that you can't always 100% adequately forecast how many hearings you may have in the next year or the next 2 years. But at this time, I think that the $48,000 is probably adequate for our needs for a little while at least.
And I'm assuming the first estimate of 48 was low just because it didn't reflect what actually happened?
Yeah. And it was through the $40,000 amount that was mentioned. That was through November of 15, which was about halfway through our agreement. So it makes sense. Oh, if we use that much, then we would use that same amount for the remainder.
Can you explain the Office of Administrative Hearings? Is that a county agency or is it a private agency?
It's not a county agency.
It's a state agency.
And are there any alternatives to them?
Yes.
Is that a private company?
So there are other private companies that we can go to?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's our primary contact day-to-day, if you will, with this organization?
I don't have the name.
No, I mean the CSERA contact. Is there a CSERA contact that has contact with this organization? Or is that
so our benefit staff and Susan Hastings are the ones that deal primarily with the OAH?
So who cuts the contract, if you will, with these folks? Who lets them know that it's been increased or looks at the scope of services or whatever else is going on? Is that you, ultimately?
You mean the monitoring of the agreement to see, we need to increase it?
Right.
In this case, they had actually contacted us to let us know. But going forward, it's something we will be monitoring.
I guess I'm looking for who the primary point of responsibility would be to make sure that they understand what our expectations are as a client. Because it's obviously coming up, and it seems to be coming up with greater frequency, and there seems to be some lack of clarity as to what our expectations are. And if we're going to increase this, and this is the agency or the organization we're going to continue to deal with for the time being, then they ought to be doing what we expect of them.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure who that person is and who makes it clear what our expectations are.
Okay. And that, that I do think that, will definitely be communicated. I think at this point, there needs to be that correspondence as well as, you know, increasing the amount.
Thank you.
And how do we pay them? Do we pay them on a per case basis or is it an hourly fee? Or
It's based on, you know, if there's a number of additional hours for a certain hearing, obviously that hearing would be higher. So that's also why it makes it harder to forecast.
So in these cases, if a case arises where we believe they've erred and we send it back to them to correct their error, are we paying more money to have them do that? They're billing us again for it?
I would believe so.
Okay. Is it based on time?
I think the way it works is the actual administrative law judges get paid a flat salary, annual salary. The money that comes in from clients like us goes toward paying those salaries and the other expenses involved.
Well, I guess my question is it a flat retainer or is it based upon how much time they spend on our cases? And it really goes to the question of if we were going back for a second hearing, does that increase the fee?
Right. Probably.
We would.
So it's based on the cost.
The invoices that we have, and those invoices should be able to let us know exactly how they charge and whether it's a per hearing or per case or per hour.
And the costs of their services are, I actually have it here, filing fees, the administrative law judge hourly rates,
all right.
And any other reasonable costs, translator, interpreter fees, et cetera.
Okay, so it is based on time.
So the same question, well, so the same question applies then, since there's a, when we ask for another fee, then our outside counsel, Susan, her firm also collects on that too, right? Sure.
Yes, mm-hmm. per hour.
And I'm going to say it. And the last two cases, she has indicated that the vocational part of it was not heard. And
we can't disclose that in open session.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know how much flexibility we have in structuring the contract the Office of Administrative Hearing, but we might want to, when this contract is up, if we're going to continue with them, deal with that issue of having to have cases sent back because of an error made by the law judge, as opposed to some other reason to send it back.
Right.
That we don't get charged, at least not the full rate, for a re-referral. I don't know what the flexibility we have with regards to that. With the private scams and other private systems out there, you can probably negotiate whatever you want on an individual basis, depending on how big a client you are.
But JAMS, I mean, sitting here thinking about the value of the buck, I mean, JAMS is very, very,
very expensive.
Whether they even do this type of work.
Yeah, it's for high-end
litigation. They're charging a king's ransom to have quality people.
This is actually very reasonable.
Yeah, this strikes me as very reasonable. This could cover about a day at JAMS.
Oh, yeah.
But you'll get the lunch buffet.
And a great coffee bar, too.
Yeah.
And also, just to give you a sense, for 2015, the average hearing was $3,000. And then 2014, it was about $3,800. And last year, they ranged from $1,750 to $3,600. Per hearing.
Thank you.
So
the systems that don't use the OAH have choose their own panels. They have panels of four or five individuals. They just
have to be
licensed attorneys in the state of California. Mm-hmm. The costs aren't much different than that. But then there's a lot of administrative work and
right, somebody's got to manage
that. Selecting and paneling and make sure it's fair and making so right. There's no bias. So the only problem with the OAH is their backlog. I don't know what the experience is here, but you can get they handle it for the whole state, so it can be 8, 10, 12 months before you can get on the calendar.
I'm just wondering if it makes sense to at least start to explore other alternatives.
We can do that,
but you guys know better than the attorneys. So.
Well, I hadn't thought of the thing Harvey just mentioned, which is to have a stable, if you will, or a panel of qualified people that, as long as they're managed, somebody was doing the administrative work to set them up and so on. You might have a little greater control over it, cost-wise and schedule-wise.
Yeah, we might check with. I don't know what Alameda does, but if you can get, some of these people do it for different systems. I know in Southern California, there's like four or five who do San Bernardino and Orange County, and they handle these kind of things in that locality. So we might check with Alameda and see what they're doing.
Are we talking about that kind of delay on the two cases that we are sending back?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of timing do
we have.
You guys know.
Yeah.
2 to 3 months.
Okay.
That's good. Right.
But with the same judge, I don't know if it would be that same.
Yeah.
Okay.
My concern is that partially that they get the feedback that it's not just we're calling to let you know that we've doubled the bucket and everything's fine, because everything's not fine.
Yeah,
in my opinion. So
no,
they should at least know that there's some unhappiness.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is there a motion to approve the additional $48,000?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion?
With the understanding.
Yeah.
With the caveat that what Jerry was saying, there's a little note to it about this time, but we're not real satisfied with the
with instructions
happened. Little discussion
and request instruction to Gail to
look to clarify our expectations.
Look at alternatives as well.
Well, but
going forward. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Passes.